I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor of Briarwood Presbyterian Church. Hi there, this is Tuesday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Well, we're in James. I'm calling it the Gospel according to James. This half-brother of Jesus, converted after the resurrection, senior pastor of the church at Jerusalem, martyr in his 14th year of life and ministry. And here in chapter 2 and verse 14, this is what he writes in his gospel wisdom epistle that he writes out to those who follow Christ. Here's what he says in chapter 2 and verse 14. What good is it, my brothers, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? If a brother or sister is poorly clothed and lacking in daily food, and one of you says to him, go in peace, be warmed, and be filled, without giving them the things needed for the body, what good is that? So also, faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead. But someone will say, you have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. You believe that God is one? Well, you do well. Even the devils believe that and shudder. Do you want to be shown, you foolish person, that faith apart from works is useless? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered up his son Isaac on the altar? You see that faith was active along with his works, and faith was completed by his works. And the scripture was fulfilled that says Abraham believed God, and it was counted him as righteousness, and he was called a friend of God. You see that a person is justified by works and not by faith alone. And in the same way, was not Rahab the prostitute justified by works when she received the messengers and sent them out by another way? Whereas the body apart from the spirit is dead, so also faith apart from works is dead. Now, what is it that James is telling us? Is he telling us we're saved by faith plus works? No. Is he telling us we're saved by works? No. What is he telling us? He's telling us you're saved by faith alone, but faith, that saving, is never alone. In other words, your works are not the basis of your salvation. Christ's work is the basis of your salvation that you receive by faith. But when God gives you the gift of faith in Christ, whose work saves you, that faith is not a passive faith, it's an active faith. So how do you know one who has true faith? They have works. Their works are the evidence of their faith. Their faith joins them to Christ. Christ's works save them. So with the work of Christ that saves them, they receive it by faith, but saving faith works. That's what he's teaching us. It's not faith plus works. It's faith works. And that means a saving faith is a working faith. It evidences itself. It's not merely nodding the head in assent. It starts with nodding the head in assent to the truth that I'm a sinner, I can't save myself, and only Jesus can save me. It starts there, but it doesn't end there. We're saved by faith alone, but saving faith is never alone. And he uses two illustrations of Abraham and Rahab. They both believed God, and it was credited to them as righteousness. They were saved by faith alone. Yet, you know Abraham had faith because it was demonstrated in his offering up Isaac. Offering up Isaac didn't save him. Offering up Isaac evidenced he had saving faith. Rahab taking care of the spies and protecting them didn't save her. It evidenced she had saving faith in the God who saves. And so what he's saying, he takes the body and the spirit and he says, you're made up of two parts, you're a body and your spirit. If you don't have a spirit, your body's dead. If you don't have works, then your faith is dead, and dead faith doesn't save. Living faith is an active faith. Active faith is a working faith. So our works evidence the reality and vitality of our faith, and our faith is in Christ, and it is the work of Christ alone that saves us. That's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.